Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 17th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers were one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Eldon Stahl, still with me, ladies and gentlemen. Eldon Stahl is a field coordinator for the John Birch Society in my area, doing a phenomenal job. John Birch Society, jbs.org is the website for them. And thenewamerican.com is their incredible magazine. I'm telling you, the New American's got some of the best reporting on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. They've also got the magazines, so you can have a beautiful glossy in your hand if that's the way you like to check it out as well. Either way, thenewamerican.com, truth tellers for decades, and they're not backing down now. You got to love it. Eldon, welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much, Sam. Great to be here. Great to be back.
All right. Last hour, we talked about a bunch of things. You got to just go back and listen. But one of the articles we mentioned right before the end of the hour, Brian Rust of RustCoinAgift.com had a chance to respond to it. You want an honest person in the money business? Real money? All right. Get gold and silver from Brian Rust at RustCoinAgift.com. He'll encourage you to actually take possession of your metals, as any good, honest person will do. Anyway, I digress. The article we talked about last hour for a minute, and Eldon didn't get a chance to respond, so I want to bring it up again and highlight it to our listeners this hour. The article is in the New American. The article is It's available, and it's written by Ben. And he wrote this article that says this: U.S.-funded bioweapons in the Ukraine. Criminal evidence exposed in Pfizer docs. This is serious, Eldon. Do you want to respond to this one?
Yeah, this is pretty serious stuff. Heavy stuff. I suppose your listeners, many of them are aware, at least, that the hands of the people in our federal government, many of them are not lily white. It's very unfortunate that we have. Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Good point. Yep. Okay.
Shouldn't be a shocker at this point to many people. But this goes to a new level. You remember when all these people were beating the war drums of let's invade Iraq because they have these weapons of mass destruction and they have, they're using these bioweapons against their people and all that stuff. That seemed to be a reason to, for many people, let's go overthrow Saddam Hussein and all that. Well, now we have this come out about the United States. It's certainly a new low, or maybe it's not new. We're just finding out about it. But at least it should be another indication that when they start beating the war drums, you should at least look and say, I wonder if there's a little something more to this. I wonder if maybe not everybody has our best interest at heart.
Amen. What's the real picture on this? And there's two things to note about the comments Eldon Stahl just made. One of them is that, we found out we were in bed with China when it comes to the Wuhan, CCP virus, right? And it turns out that we literally funded and then they lied and it came out of a lab. And I believe it was all intentionally released. I believe the vaccine and the virus itself are both intentional bioweapons, ladies and gentlemen. And now we find out that there's bioweapons in the Ukraine funded by the United States, 30 labs. First, your government lied and said there was no labs. Then they came back and said, oh, well, there's labs, but they're just leftover labs from the Soviet Union era. That's a lie. It's 30 years later, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. And then we have documentation that they literally built the lab from the ground up in 2010. And we're just being lied to left and right. But going back to 9/11 for a minute, I don't know if you heard a couple of days ago, I reported on this. So here's the details, Eldon. USA Today is now reporting that we have been digging into the hijackers of the 9/11 reality. I know it's been 21 years. I get it. But they basically, the FBI and the Justice Department found that there was a Saudi spy in California who helped the hijackers get apartments and places to live and everything. And that Saudi spy was tied to a Saudi prince. That Saudi prince was a bigwig influencer in Washington and had ties directly to George W. Bush and to other high-level administration officials. And the FBI then found out about this. They covered it up and lied to the FBI, or I'm sorry, lied to the congressional investigators. So the FBI and the Justice Department knew. They lied to the FBI investigators. They lied to the 9/11 Commission. And they lied to the 10,000-plus Americans that have lawsuits about this, trying to tell the truth about the Saudis tied to the hijackers, etc. So the FBI and the Justice Department literally in bed protecting this Saudi spy tied to a Saudi prince tied directly to George Bush. Now, back in the day, George Bush said, if they're not with us, they're against us, and we will hunt down everybody, and they will be accountable. You kind of wonder why George Bush isn't in Cuba or Guantanamo Bay now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's you know, there's a really good video. It's not produced by the John Birch Society, but I thought it was well done. We distributed it. It was called 9/11 Press for Truth. And it's you can actually watch it on YouTube now. It's about 90 minutes, but it's the survivors of some of the people that died in the towers and their family members. And they tell how the government just really dragged its feet and wasn't interested at all in getting real answers for from 9/11. And so now it seems like some of those reasons may be coming out today as to, you know, what the connections were, what were motivations. I don't know, but it's at least some of the pieces of the puzzle are coming out, and we're seeing that we've got a really ugly thing on our hands in the FBI, as we know, the CIA, and just these messy connections that are not pro-American. They're certainly they played a role in opposing Trump when he was president. But just the reality is a little hard to handle sometimes for people, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, sir. Watch 9/11 Truth, 9/11 Press for Truth. Believe it or not, this is shocking to me. It is available as Prime Video on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I didn't expect that. I'm sure they'll probably take it down if they get the chance, but wow. Watch 9/11 Press for Truth, ladies and gentlemen. Great, great documentary. And I guess it follows three Jersey girls and other family members trying to get to the bottom of what happened to their loved ones. And so it's got all kinds of documentation. It came out in 2006. But you see, the FBI's got to take till 2017 and then lie to us. And then it finally gets exposed. And no accountability, no criminals going to jail, I guess. This is a shame. You know, I can't believe George Bush literally attacked Iraq over this. Dishonestly, he had ties to a Saudi prince that had ties to the spy. What on earth is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, watch 9/11 Press for Truth. It's on Amazon Prime Video if you want to check it out. Wow. Well, there you have it. Now, the Ukrainian president. Is he really the president of the Ukraine? Anyway, his name is Mr. Zelensky. And I guess he was speaking from Kiev. And he virtually goes to Washington and addresses Congress. And so he gave this big appeal. Oh, my gosh, we're in trouble. This is horrible. And Please come and help us. Give us warplanes and all kinds of military hardware. Our military hardware is being depleted so rapidly, and we need your help. And he referred to all kinds of different events in American history where we've literally been involved, where we ought not, in my opinion. Nevertheless, he gave a huge plea for help and support and funding and everything else. And on the heels of this, Joe Biden unconstitutionally announced $800 million more dollars in security assistance to Ukraine after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a public plea to United States lawmakers. Now, I don't understand how the president just declares this kind of money. I don't think Congress has had time to even vote. He spoke to them yesterday from Kiev. And I look at this whole thing and I say, you know what? We are literally threatening Russia by all of our sanctions, by our banking sanction, our oil, rejection of oil imports. And we're sanctioning Russia. Then China and Russia are talking. So we kind of threaten China. And now India is being given an offer to buy stuff from Russia at discounts because, hey, they need the money from the Americans that now is chopped off. And now India is thinking about working with the Russians. And so we then want to threaten India. This is blowing up like you couldn't believe, and allowing this gentleman from the Ukraine to plead to Congress and then to all of a sudden instantly say $800 million. $800 million more. When we get back, Eldon Stahl will respond to this. I think we're basically taking it from the frying pan into the fire. Let's talk about it on your radio.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to Congress yesterday, pled for more military hardware and all kinds of cash, whacked out Joe Biden, announced another $800 million to go to them. As if we can afford that, we're in debt over $30 trillion and growing at an alarming rate. Eldon.
Well, yeah, I think your description is quite accurate, Sam, that going from the frying pan into the fire. There's a saying, actually, it's attributed to FDR. It says, in politics, nothing happens by accident. And if it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. And of course, war is the most probably significant event in politics that can happen because of the consequences of it. There's always ways to avoid it. You can't control what other people will do, but generally speaking, wars throughout history have been just of the making of the rulers rather than a popular thing where the people just say, you know, I think we should just kill off a bunch of people and, you know, that would be a great idea. Most of the time it's the rulers that don't have to suffer the consequences of such a decision so directly that are more prone to making such a decision and say, okay, let's go to war.
I know this is just guesswork on our part because we don't know the future, right? But what do you think is going to happen with this? Are we going to parlay this into an all-out war? What are we going to do? Because now a Russian lawmaker says, hey, man, we want Alaska back. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. That's kind of a
Now, we can laugh and say it's funny, but you know what? China has had that policy to where, hey, we're getting Hong Kong back. They've made overtures about Taiwan. Don't you dare think you're really a breakaway. You're part of the motherland, whether you like it or not. Russia now kind of acting the same way. The United States, not such a hawk on that, but certainly thinking we can control the world, forcing everybody onto our dollar, forcing everybody to kind of beat to our drum, funding all kinds of war and all sides of war and the military-industrial complex. You look at that and go, is it that big of a far-fetched idea? And it might be in your and my mind. Might be like, that was solved a long time ago. But if they're really talking about that, is it just one Russian lawmaker kind of being goofy? Or is this a serious eventual attempt by Russia? Eldon?
I guess I should have asked my wife about that. She probably knows this person. There are certain people, I guess, that are kind of more outspoken than others in Russian politics that are known, but I don't know the specific person in the Duma. You know, it is something that I think the elites, the people that want world government, they're going to push as much as they can. If the American people stand up and demand that, no, we're absolutely not going to get involved in this conflict in Ukraine, then, you know, things will go back to somewhat normal and they'll go back in their shells and probably devise another type of plan for formulating a world government. But this is where they want to take us. They want to use this as a justification to try to say, well, we need to strengthen international institutions, whatever that means, and make sure that somehow that is strengthened to the point that we no longer have our national sovereignty or independence, things like that. That's what they want to take us to.
Now, here's what they're saying. We deserve reparations because of the war. And this guy, Oleg Medmechev, I don't know how to say these names. But anyway, here's what he basically says, this lawmaker. You can think he's kooky, but here's what he says. We want Alaska back from the U.S., says Russian lawmaker, whatever this guy's name is, Oleg Medmechev. And then what he says is interesting, and this is kind of why I bring this up. He says, as well as the Antarctic. Why? We discovered it, so it belongs to us. Eldon?
Yeah, I'm not sure what, I mean, we could say, well, okay, I guess we own the moon because we got there first. I don't know. But there's, I suppose, going to be some sort of a dispute about that over time, who actually owns the Antarctic. It seems like it's divided up by some sort of international treaty, but could be wrong. Yeah, and
here's a question for you. Ready?
What?
You ready for this question?
Okay.
Would a Democrat-run federal government give Alaska to Russia? You know, we think it's psychotic and like, are you kidding me right now? This guy's a loon. But you know what? The Democrats might be like, yeah, good point. And give it back. Right?
Well, it would have to be some sort of treaty because it was sold to the United States back in 1867, I believe. So, and of course, the people of Alaska might be a little upset about that. They probably don't want to become part of Russia. You know, be my guess. So that'd be quite a deal if that were to be.
I get it. I'm just telling you that what did we do with the Panama Canal? Didn't we give it back?
Yeah.
I think we built that whole thing and spent a gazillion dollars. And we're like, hey, we're going to hand it over to you people. And now Alaska, the Antarctic or whatever. Now, here's what this Russian guy says. Listen carefully to this. Matvedchev said that a nuclear strike would not even be needed. Why? Because what for? We can take them down without it, he says. He said there's not a single country in the world that is as easily manipulated as America. Here's what will be on the table after our victory. After the Ukraine's demilitarization is completed, we're going to, quote, raise the stakes. For example, the lifting of all sanctions, the disillusionment of NATO, because the presence of NATO in some countries is getting in our way. Yeah, we got to have an extradition of all war criminals. And then he goes on and talks about this guy from the Ukraine. And anyway, the report described the conversation as happening in the surreal world of a Russian state rise on television where Russia is about to prevail in its war against the Ukraine. Now, don't get me wrong. I think this guy's nuts on parade. I think it's propaganda to the extreme. The problem is that, you know what, if they would have told me, Sam, they're going to lock you down, buddy. They're going to force you to wear a mask in America. They're going to force you to get vaccinated against, you know, my body, my choice, and everything else. They're going to force you to do these things because, man, we've got to. If I would have told you that 2 years ago, you would have laughed in my face, ladies and gentlemen. But now this is happening, and you kind of go, I know it's insane. I know it just sounds crazy, but what would Ocasio-Cortez have to say about this? What would whacked-out Chucky Schumer and these nutcases up there? What would Joe Biden say? You know, would they be interested in this? Would they? You look at this and you just go, man, I've never seen such strange things in the world in my lifetime. I'm going to be 55 this year, so it's a little while. I mean, I was born in the middle of the Vietnam War, right? Okay, and I look at this and I go, man, I don't know what to think of this. You can laugh it off. But if you're not very careful, we're going to give reparations to the slaves and to the Russians before we even realize it, Eldon.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to really repair with Alaska. It's kind of like the Gadsden Purchase. It was bought with money. They sold it. It wasn't fraud or anything that went on in that purchase. It was just the Russians needed money. They sold it to the United States, and that was it. There's nothing there, but people try to drum up something, you know, in kind of, you might say, more obscure history where people think, oh yeah, somehow we were wronged in the past on this thing. Well, no, not really. It was just, you know, a business transaction, if you want to call it that. And that was it.
It's hard to fathom this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I know at first this seems laughable, but all I can tell you is it's getting worse. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about this next reality check. As far as I understand, Fox News is reporting as of yesterday, there was a, what, Chinese spy ring in America? And they got caught? Maybe we got to talk about it. What do you think? All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. We'll get her done.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The White House is reporting President Biden will talk by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. The two will discuss the Russian-Ukraine war, competition between China and the United States, and other topics. USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A strong 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook off the coast of Fukushima, Japan, late Wednesday. The earthquake, upgraded from an original 7.3 magnitude, knocked out power to more than 2 million customers across Japan and injured 97. The region is the same part of northern Japan that was devastated by a deadly 9.0 magnitude earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown 11 years ago. Disgraced actor from the show Empire, now a convicted felon, walked out of jail Wednesday.
An appeals court sided with Jussie Smollett's lawyers and said he should be free pending his appeal after his conviction for lying to police and staging a racist homophobic attack. Smollett left the Cook County Jail Wednesday night after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. The appeals court ruling came 1 week after a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to begin serving 150 days in jail. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Eldon Stahl, JBS.org, thenewamerican.com with me. He is the regional coordinator for our area. Standing up for liberty everywhere he goes, I'll tell you that right now. Everywhere I go, I see the dude taking care of business, doing a wonderful job standing up for liberty. And we need a whole lot more of that, I'll tell you that right now. All I can tell you is these stories. Every time I look at the news, I just go, whoa, it's worse than I even imagined, ladies and gentlemen. There's two headlines that I want to highlight and get Eldon's take on these. First one is from the Epoch Times. A guy by the name of Andrew Thornbrook writing it. And the headline says this: Chinese secret police targeted U.S. Army vet on American soil and attempted to interfere in our election, ladies and gentlemen. That's according to the Department of Justice. Wow. I don't know how to respond to that, really. Except here's a little bit of the details, ladies and gentlemen. I guess Chinese secret police and their agents are stalking, harassing, intimidating, and conspiring to commit violence against pro-democracy activists and Chinese dissidents on U.S. soil. That's according to three new criminal cases unsealed by the Department of Justice on March 16th. Do you want to respond to this, Eldon?
Well, this is something that it's good that, you know, some news outlet like the Epoch Times is raising these issues and making people more aware of them, because many people just aren't. I remember back, you know, I was helping a guy run for U.S. Senate a few years ago in South Dakota. And all of a sudden, it seemed like out of nowhere, the former head of the governor's office of economic development there turned up mysteriously dead in a cornfield. Supposedly, he had shot himself in the abdomen with a shotgun. That seems like a pretty terrible way to go out if you're wanting to end it all. So that was a little suspicious. And then there was an investigation on that, and it had a lot of connections to the EB-5 visas. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but basically, if you get a foreigner or foreign group of people to invest $500,000 or $1 million in U.S. stuff, it basically gives them permanent visas for them and their family in the country. So it's basically a visa for sale, and eventually citizenship for sale, I suppose, or permanent residence. So that's something Ted Kennedy dreamed up. But there was so much underhandedness, so much, you know, shell companies and offshore accounts, and was it public, was it private, all this question of just quasi-government entities and all these things. It just ends up being a dizzying array of I don't know, deception and plunder and all this. And that's, you know, we've got people going over to the United, to China, and also Chinese folks coming here and trying to control our economy and surveil people that come from their country and all that. It's so this doesn't surprise me either. This story from Epoch Times, it's something that is, we got to be very, very careful. Don't invite this stuff into our country.
Amen to that. Now, there's a couple of other news sources that shed light on this that I think is worthy of highlighting as well. Headline says, U.S. federal prosecutors accuse Chinese government agents of trying to spy on and intimidate dissidents living in the United States. And then they say, including a congressional candidate, and then it says five people charged with acting as Chinese government spies, well, they say agents, to spy on and harass U.S. residents critical of Beijing. Well, that could mean me and you, because I don't think we're too complimentary of the communist nation. Are we there, Eldon?
Not a whole lot, nope.
We joke, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, they're communist thugs. And I don't know why they're our most favored nation trading partner. And the fact is, you know what? The people in China might be very nice people, don't get me wrong. But their agenda is communist big time. The CCP is evil, godless, and tyrannical. Okay, that's happening in Russia, too. The Soviet Union did not fall. That's a big old lie. So you know what? The access of evil, the access of globalism and communism and tyranny is live and well. Don't deceive yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. So if I call a spade like that, now is the Chinese government going to come after me on American soil? Who's going to come after me first? Joe Biden calling me a domestic terrorist or the communist Chinese because I criticized communism? Who's going to get me first, the Chinese or Joe? What do you say, Eldon?
Well, yeah, it kind of makes you wonder. I mean, as you know, John Birch, the real person named John Birch, he was eventually... In the end, he was killed by Chinese communists in China. So if you're from the John Birch Society, that the Chinese are probably going to, if they know about that, the Chinese communists are going to say, I kind of wonder about this person. Wonder if they're probably not going to be pro-Chinese communists, are they?
Well, and then you also got to wonder, too, you know, does Joe give information to the communist Chinese on these dissidents? How do they get such intel in the United States in the first place? Oh, because we installed all their applications. I see. I'm not joking. I'm serious. They've got so many ways to tap in digitally to our world and what we're doing and saying and thinking and believing and how we're acting and everything else. The question becomes, you know, they charge five agencies if there's like, oh, we got a little teeny spy ring of five. I submit to you that the spy ring is massive in America. And I believe there's Russian agents. There's Chinese agents. There's all kinds of agents, right? Who's that congressman out of California that was sleeping with a Russian agent, or was it Russian or Chinese? Which one?
Oh, Chinese. Who was that guy? I'd have to look it up. I should remember. Yeah.
Anyway, he's basically accused of sleeping with a spy? Oh, it's Swalwell. His affair with... affair with Chinese spy compromises U.S. intel, right? So that was Fox News, by the way. What do you think about that now? Now you got the Chinese with these five other spies, but don't worry. Swalwell, several years ago, that was just an isolated example. And then these other five over here, just an isolated example there. You know, and then who did the Chinese spy really sleep with? And you got to go. This lady was a college student, spent 4 years wooing everyone. Sounds like a Chinese word, wooing, doesn't it? Anyway, you go, what? You go, where do we go with this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But am I crazy to think now that this overlaps? There's got to be more than this, these two, quote, isolated but supposedly unrelated examples?
Well, I would certainly recommend. It's actually a pretty brief book by Art Thompson. It's called China, from the John Birch Society. If you can go to JBS or shopjbs.org, you can get that little book.
Tell me the name of the book again.
Let me see if I can bring it up. It's called China, but there's a little subtitle, and I can.
All right, that's worthy of getting, of ladies and gentlemen, because, again, some of these topics internationally
quick
are very
read.
Complicated and difficult to understand, because it's like, who's your friend? Well, my friend is my enemy, and you know what? Hey, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, and, you know, you hear all this stuff, but yet, you know what? Communist China is our most favorite nation trading partner. You know, we don't dare upset the apple cart there right now, do we? We're already, you know, dealing with Russia and China and India and Ukraine and, you know, why are we at the center of all this? And then you go, Eric Swalwell had an affair with really no accountability for sleeping with a Chinese spy. And now you got a question. U.S. federal prosecutors are accusing China of this. But what's Joe doing about that? Okay. I mean, Swalwell won't even say if he had sex with a Chinese spy. You know who you can ask, don't you? You know how you can find out, don't you?
I don't know.
How Ask the Chinese.
Out.
They know. They've been spying on us forever.
The Chinese,
they know.
They were probably there. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called China, the Deep State's Trojan Horse in America. Second edition has the thing about why the Chinese needed Trump defeated. It's available in paperback or download. So shopjbs.org. Somebody wants it. It's a pretty quick read. I remember reading it. It's, I don't know if it's even 100 pages. It's Nice, quick overview.
All right, give me the name of the book one more time.
China, the Deep State Trojan Horse in America.
China, the Deep State Trojan Horse in America. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The theepictimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl doing a phenomenal job on your radio. What are we talking about? The communist nation of China. You know, all eyes are on Russia and the Ukraine, but if you're not very careful, my fellow Americans, you're going to end up with China in bed with Russia. And then what? Okay, let me say that again. And then what? What will things look like then for you and I? Eldon Stahl bringing up this incredible book. All right? It's a book by the John Birch Society. The book is called China, the Deep State's Trojan Horse in America. It's the second edition, written by Arthur Thompson, available at jbsshop.com. Incredible book breakdown. Not a long read, but certainly a truth-telling concern, Eldon.
Yeah, it's kind of a briefing for kind of the average American just to dip their toe a little bit and get a feel for what's going on with China. Why is it a concern? Why should we be talking with our congressmen about it, our governors, our state legislators? And because so many of these governors and legislators, they parrot the line that, well, they're just state capitalists. Well, state capitalists, you know what that means? That means they're communists. That means they have a state government control of the means of production, which is capital. That's communism. That's socialism. That's not a free market form of government. That's a heavy-handed oligarchy running your economy. But they come in and try to sell that idea to us and say, oh, okay, we should work with communist China in, having them be the productive end of our society when supposedly we should be so dependent upon them that if we ever get into shooting war, that it's just fine if they make all the computer components for our fighter jets, for example. Not a good idea, in my opinion. And so, or if they make the steel that would go on the armor of our tanks, all those things just, doesn't make any sense.
Well, and we're starting to deal with that right now because of Russia and China and everything else, where I don't know that we can handle these situations that we're in when it comes to military hardware and silicon chips and everything else. I don't know what we're going to do because we're in trouble. We don't make any of that stuff. None of that high-tech reality do we make. Yep. We don't even have the raw materials to crank it up anytime soon either, Eldon.
No, we're in a very difficult situation, and we just need to, at the very least, realize that, hey, it might cost more to produce, but if we're actually in a war with China, which is looking more and more kind of reality, whether it's a proxy war or an actual war directly, that you know, we don't want to be dependent upon them to, you know, produce the stuff that we need to operate or fight a war. So we've got to have that production capacity. It's a national security issue. It's not just a, you know, convenience. I'd like to have my cheap iPhone, which isn't really that cheap, available.
I don't know if I tell you this story, but it wraps up the broadcast very nicely, ladies and gentlemen. The first hour, we were talking to Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, about honest money, wisely so. And we were talking about the potential concern that is as these different countries create this access, in my opinion, access of evil, literally communism going on, right? Well, now the headline I just found from needtoknow.news, which is the author of Creature from Jekyll Island's website. And yeah, here's what the headline says. Here's what the headline says. Saudis. Now, I reported also that they're in bed with the United States, right? And George Bush over 9/11. Well, now the Saudis, 21 years later in the news again. Here's the headline. Saudis in potential deal with China that would topple the U.S. dollar as reserve currency. So while we've given protection and love and all this stuff to the Saudis over the years because of the black dollar oil, now the betrayal is coming. If Saudi Arabia sells oil to China in Chinese currency, it would strike more than a blow to the U.S. economy. China buys more than 25% of the oil that Saudi Arabia currently exports. And if priced in the yuan, it would boost the Chinese currency big time and would set the Chinese currency on a unstoppable path to become the, quote, global petroleum currency. In other words, the new petro yuan, if you will, instead of the United States. The U.S. dollar right now is the world's reserve currency, due in large part to the U.S. petrodollar. But it might change. If that happens, this system that has backed the U.S. world dominant superpower is coming to an end. If the Saudi Arabia group gets in touch with China, and then what if they team up with Russia? Pretty soon, everything's going to be shifting towards Asia or Asian currencies. Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan and the lack of U.S. support in the Saudi, all I'm telling you is every move we're making is literally pointing us in this unsavory direction, to say the least, Eldon.
Yeah, and these things, I would say, do not happen by chance. There's people that, yes, there are stupid people in the world, but, you know, if it were only stupidity, they would make a decision in our favor from time to time, wouldn't they?
You would think, but it never happens. But then you have like guys like Joe Biden and Ocasio-Cortez and Hillary Clinton and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer and all these people running around. And you kind of wonder, wait a minute now, wasn't Hunter Biden, Joe's son, involved with, let's see, what governments was he involved with? And now we find out he's even involved with the Communist Nation of China.
Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to this. But to get out of it, might the Democrats give land away to say, well, we got to make up for the stealing and looting that we've done, and now we're about to get caught, so we'll give this land to Russia?
Boy, I'd hope
Eldon.
Not. that would be a major major folly, wouldn't it? I don't know how that could be held up as legitimate. The people should, you would think, rise up and say, no, we're not going to allow this. But that's a... I don't know. We'll see what happens there.
For example, Hunter Biden's girlfriend tells Hunter Biden grand jury about lavish spending. Okay, and now the laptop from Hunter Biden is confirmed by the New York Times. Yeah, Hunter Biden tells prostitute about how he lost another laptop to Russian drug dealers. What was Hunter Biden doing in China and the Ukraine? Hunter Biden with topless 14-year-old girl in photos. You look at this and you go, wait a minute. We brought this up during the election, and they said, oh, that's just Trump whacked out conspiracy theorists making up stuff about Hunter to take down Joe. Now the truth comes out. Hmm. But how is this going to relate to these international, I don't know what you want to say, relationships or the deterioration thereof, Eldon?
Yeah, it's hard to know, but it seems like there's much more to it, to the story, as is often the case, than people are letting on, right?
Yeah, sorry, I just lost my laptop, my second laptop to, well, I'm going to tell a prostitute I lost it to, what do they call these? What are these drug dealers? I can't imagine this stuff. Right?
Yeah, well, when you're doing international relations with the help of prostitutes and drug dealers, it's probably not going to go very well.
Yeah, new video. I look at this stuff and I don't even know how to respond. It's so bad. Here's my biggest worry, Eldon, and I want to know your thoughts on this. My biggest worry is not so much these nations that are doing these crazy things, but it is Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and some of the people internally. You know, our founding fathers warned us, you can never be destroyed from the outside if you keep God's commandments. But now we're not keeping God's commandments, and you can only be destroyed from the inside. Well, with the things that Hunter has done, literally tells a prostitute that he lost another laptop to drug dealers. And then you literally find out that he was involved in all kinds of, I don't know what you want to call it, deals with these people, diplomatic relations. I don't really know on Joe's errand because we can't get all the facts and the details. But this is a serious, serious discussion. But like I say, my big worry, though, is I don't see anybody really creating any accountability whatsoever. We just hear, oh, Joe did this. Oh, Hunter did that. Oh, Hunter got a girl pregnant, and then he lied and said it wasn't his kid, and DNA proved it was. And oh, Hunter got with a prostitute and lost his laptop to drug dealers. And oh, Hunter was in bed with the communist Chinese and the Russians and the Ukrainians. But yet we're going to then say, hey, you know what? A parent that goes down to the school board, you're a terrorist. What the heck's going on, Eldon?
Well, I guess those that are familiar with the Book of Mormon are familiar with the line, you know, when we see these combinations and these conspiracies above us, we should rise and overthrow them. But, you know, it is, of course, biblical, too. There are conspiracies that are in the Bible as well. And we need to be aware first of what's going on and then organize and educate others to resist, because if not, then they will get above us. We've seen some improvements in that, but certainly much more needs to be done.
New video. Hunter Biden tells prostitute about how he lost another laptop. So it's not the first one he's lost. He lost another one to Russian drug dealers. And then you go, you got Chinese spies in America. You got the president's son losing another laptop to the Russian drug dealers. And you go, man, folks, we are in serious trouble. I don't even know how to respond to this. What's worse, losing your lap, telling a prostitute you lost your laptop to the drug dealers, or a congressman literally sleeping with a Chinese spy? Which is worse? Or is it Bill Clinton raping American women? Or is it, I look at this and go, man, we need to seriously create accountability and transparency. And if we don't fast, I'm afraid that they're going to take down the whole nation, Eldon, for real.
Yeah, and really Congress is the key in that. They do have a lot of the power if we insist that they use it to do that.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Final words yours, Eldon. What do you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for having me on. Folks that want to know more about JBS, go to jbs.org or thenewamerican.com for our magazine. And you know, get involved, because you can make a big difference if you do.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Eldon Stahl doing a phenomenal job. JBS.org to learn more about the John Birch Society. TheNewAmerican.com to learn more about their incredible magazine. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOnRadio.com. Spread the word, share the love. For Sam and Eldon and Brian Rust, God save the Republic.